It's just the weather has been so bad, like, you know, we haven't got a chance to get into the fields at all. It's very worrying for a lot of farmers at the minute, you know, trying to get the spuds out, like, you know, and, you know, they're not getting a chance.
For those who aren't aware, how much of the crop that's underground would be potatoes you would sell this year, and how much would be seed potatoes for the crop next year?
No, well, I'd say 40% of it would be seed, 60% of it would be ware for sale this year. So there's an awful lot of money spent on... Your farmers have spent an awful lot of money gearing themselves up, you know, with the machinery, and the cost of growing the potatoes now has gone, you know, sky high with, you know, diesel costs, fertilizer costs a lot higher. You're talking about €2,500 an acre just to bring the spuds to the harvesting end, like, you know, and that sort of money is lying out in the fields there now.
We are in November. I presume the greatest fear at this stage would be a prolonged spell of frost.
The frost is the next fear. Like, I mean, there's about 30% of the spuds gone with the wet weather already, and, you know, with the spuds still on the ground. And for some reason this year, I think it's to do with the wet summer, the spuds all grew to the top of the ground, so that's the fear of the frost now. Like, you know, if there does come any kind of frost like there was last year, you're chatting about 100% wipeout. Like, well, Shane McEntee was up there on Monday, so he was looking, you know, and between the cereal crops still to be lifted as well, and potatoes to be lifted, and I mean, he is looking into it now. I mean, there will be farmers who will go to the wall ahead of this.